Every month we discuss what's happening. Where my northernmost listeners live, our North Arch Shore Quarter, thanks to, well, you, Kimberly Harsh. You would be Executive Director of the Arts Council of White Lake, and I hope the leaves haven't turned yet.
No, not yet.
It's still summertime.
A little chilly this morning, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's going up to 77 down south here, but beautiful area, and I hope the summer, Do you see a difference now that Labor Day's come and gone with your travelers?
We do. Our Chamber of Commerce estimates that our tourism triples our census in the summer, so we do start to see a little less foot traffic during this time.
Great, but still a time to visit all four seasons, and we visit with you certainly when it comes to what is happening, and we'll talk about what's happening with the council shortly, but you have a special guest. Thank you.
I do. Actually, in the studio with me today, we have Corinne K. Rogers, who is a lovely and talented artist and teacher and owner of a new gallery that just opened up in Montague, Michigan, which, as we've discussed several times, is only about 45 to 50 minutes from Grand Rapids. And it's a beautiful drive north, and you get to be right on the lake. It's just a beautiful place. So today we're going to talk a little bit about supporting artists and what that looks like and why that's important, which is why I thought it was so great to have Corinne today to talk about her gallery and her experiences. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here, and it's such a privilege to talk about art. And my passion for art goes way back, and I've owned a gallery in Holland for 3 years, and that is closed now, Flying Colors Studio, but now I have a new one up in Montague, and I just love it. I love the community and the support of the art there. I have 50 local Michigan artists now already in this gallery. It's phenomenal. The talent is amazing. And it's a wonderful day trip up there, and especially with the fall colors changing and the lighting so pretty, and I've just had nothing but support and encouragement with this community. I see it as a very much an artistic, musical, fabulous town, and everyone is so supportive of helping of each other, and they have a wonderful art council, of course, and we just support one another, and I'm very much a firm believer of artists helping artists. So it makes me have a lot of joy. I've had a young woman take 3 classes, and she's 102.
Oh,
and
how young she is?
That's how young she is. Fabulous, fabulous work, very impressionistic. And, you know, that just makes my heart sing for joy. And I teach 3 days a week, acrylic oil and silk scarf painting. And anybody's welcome. Just give me 24 hours notice so I can prepare for you. It's Studio 2 Gallery right there downtown Montague. And
right by the Book Nook and Java Shop, which are also wonderful supporters of the arts.
Right. And I put art in that venue, too. Mm-hmm. And Mark and Brian, we've worked together with a lot of their events. And, you know, there's never a dull moment. I just love it.
There really isn't. You think small town, and I hear so often people from bigger cities come and stay in our small town, and they walk around with just these wide eyes saying, I had no idea all of this was here. It's just that wonderful little small town feeling, but it has this beautiful artistic community, as Corinne was talking about.
Yes.
But you have roots in Grand Rapids. So you have a background.
Yes.
Well, you're a retired nurse.
I'm a retired nurse. I went to nursing school here in Grand Rapids. And I also went to Kendall College of Art and Design and have an interior design degree and did hospital interiors, so that really kind of fit together. But art is seeing and observations, and I think nursing really does back that, support that. And there are so many nurses that go into art. My partner, Andrea Warren, from Flying Colors, she's a retired nurse. So it's really kind of unique in a way, but not surprising, because art is seeing.
It is, and it's understanding the world around you and being empathetic to that, which I think the field of medicine, obviously, you have to have that innate empathy to be in that field, which is amazing. So tell us a little bit about how you got to this point now, teaching art, being an artist yourself, moving from the nursing career, mm-hmm. were there some mentors that you had that helped you, and now you're passing that along?
Well, I've always been a teacher at heart. I believe my father was a principal in high school, and my mother taught art too. So I think that has always been a given that you. I love to instruct and show people how to do things. And in nursing, I did the same. I kind of coordinated a group of nurses with physician groups. And it's the same. It's the same. It's just showing, and they're asking questions, and you go quickly into just participating and showing how you do things. And I encourage anyone to come and learn how to paint. I've had so many first-timers mm-hmm. just try it, and they're so amazed at themselves. And that just fuels my joy in teaching. Like I said, a group yesterday came up. I was just organized gallery. Didn't even have it open. They're knocking at the window. I'm letting them in. It's a large group of women from Chicago. And they said, I heard that the one in Highland closed, so we drove up here.
Oh.
And they were just like so thrilled to see it keep going, and that we have that many artists be able to be in show their things. And I'm happy for that.
50 artists, I mean, that's a lot of...
In 2 months.
That's really wonderful. And they're from all over Michigan, right?
Yes, they're all local mm-hmm. Michigan artists. So mm-hmm. we have... felting and so scarf painting, sculpture, paintings, of course, watercolor, acrylic, oils. And I teach acrylic and oils and silk scarf, but I just love being able to get their inner artist out. And mm-hmm. children in the same way. I've had children even come in, the parents will say, oh, my daughter really wants to learn how to do the oils, and they don't know how. I said, just leave her with me for a couple hours. You go to the book nook and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they just light up. They're usually kind of shy. Yeah. And by the time they leave, and then I had a gentleman last week from Japan who was visiting, and he came in, and he did a gorgeous painting of a ladder and apples, you know, and we didn't, our communication wasn't even on the same page, but... It didn't matter. We already knew wow. what he picked up and what, yes. yeah. So that's what I enjoy. And
the space, what a beautiful place to
do
it.
Oh, yes.
And you can really see your interior design background. When you walk into the space, it's open and airy and beautiful and arranged in a way that, you just want to spend time there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, Corinne, but a year ago, so not this summer, but the summer of 2014, Arts Council of White Lake did what we called Art About, which was purposely we put pop-up galleries in empty spaces throughout both the Whitehall and Montague communities with the intent of driving people downtown, A, to look at the artwork, but B, to look at these open spaces and see them as empty canvases. And the space that Corinne's studio is in, we actually had a pop-up gallery in. So how, for us, how exciting to see this happen.
I saw that, and I even thought, oh, that is the perfect place for a gallery, and not thinking... But Brian and Mark from the Buckner says, oh, we want more of your artists up for this event. And I said, I really need a space where I don't have it outside, Mark.
Yeah.
And then I saw that for sale, or for rent, rather. And I thought, do I do it? Do I do it? And I said, yeah, it's time. And so I was just thrilled. And I even said, I'll do it before I even got in to look at it clearly. And when I got in, I just said, oh, my goodness, this is perfect. The lighting's beautiful, both for showing art and for teaching. Mm-hmm. Lighting is pretty critical mm-hmm. in doing both. And
it's actually owned by our representative, Holly Hughes,
yes,
who
yes.
Took the time to really make it. She renovated it over the course of a
beautiful floors,
year,
beautiful lighting,
it's
windows.
Incredible.
It's incredible, and I just feel very lucky, very lucky to be there. And I think everyone in the area just comes in and go, oh, we hope you stay. We really want this to happen. Mm-hmm. We love coming in here. And if you just need a break for your eyes, just come in and take a look around, because It is amazing to see what these artists are capable of.
Do you have a website or Facebook or all that good stuff?
Yes, I do. My website is studio2artgallery.com. My phone number is 231-894-0707. And it's right down Montague, 8726 Ferry Street, Montague, Michigan, 49437. Yeah, 37. But, you know, I just also want to encourage, coming up is the Pumpkin Fest, another great day of coming up and just coming into Whitehall and Montague and seeing what there is to offer. And
long-standing tradition, we get just hundreds and hundreds of children who come and do it's a pumpkin roll. We have a large hill located very near where Studio 2 is, and these kids get little pumpkins, they pick out their own pumpkin, they can decorate them if they want to, and then they hike up to the top of the hill and let them go and race them down the hill. And during that time, the businesses, downtown businesses are open, so it's a really great walking area. We have a youth art fair that we do in the street. It's a great day.
It is. Face painting.
What day is that?
October 10, from 9:30 to 5. And there's live music, entertainment. It's a fun day.
It's a really fun day.
Yeah, mark your calendar. Well, Corinne, congratulations on the many hats you wear, and life is still early for you. Yeah. You've got
June. You opened, right?
June? I opened June.
Oh,
yeah!
So exciting.
That's cool. Kimberly, what else is you have a pretty cool series that you want to discuss, and exhibits and classes?
Lots of things going on, and what I think is so wonderful is what Corinne is talking about and what she's doing is the idea of supporting artists. It is so important. And, you know, I hear a lot, our town has sort of had this transition over, I would say, the past 20 years. We've gone from very industrial-based now to learning more about what the art sector can do for a community. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little bit of stats, because I'm a stats person, if you look at the arts and cultural sector, in 2015, it is estimated that nearly $2.5 billion in tourism revenues, sorry, these are 2012 numbers, that $2.5 billion came from the artist sector. So that's tourism in our state. That represents 18% of our total tourism revenues in 2012. That is a really important thing to keep in mind when we look at how we are cultivating and how we are supporting our area artists. So that's one thing that the Arts Council of White Lake is really passionate about is, you know, when a new gallery comes in or there's a new artist, how can we help you? How can we help you continue? So, and so one of the things we've got right now is an Inspired By exhibit at our space in downtown Whitehall. And this is a conglomeration of 9 different area artists. And we asked them to create something that was inspired by one of the masters. So we have Kathy Rogers, who is a local teacher in our school system, brilliant printmaker, beautiful painter. And her piece is inspired by a Vincent van Gogh piece. So we have her piece up, and next to it, an image of the piece that she was inspired by and a description of why. And then we have Lee Brown, who is also a Kendall School of Design graduate, who has a piece inspired by Constantine Brancus, and that is a large tower. It must be 18 feet tall. It's just beautiful. And Sarah Jane Fallon, Alexander Kennedy, who is a retired chemist turned artist, which I think is really brilliant. He's given several talks about how art inspires science and knowledge and vice versa. And he's got a piece that's inspired by Andy Warhol. Kara O'Brien, who's another brilliant area artist, Beth Pearson, Ari Norris, Eleanor Goudreau, and William Hansen. All beautiful artists, everything from printmaking to photography to sculpture, just wonderful, wonderful. I'd encourage you to come and see that. And our space is, like I said, right downtown Whitehall, which is just over the bridge from Corinne's Studio 2. So you can do both. Yay, come and see
definitely.
It. And that is through September 20th. So get out and see that. We're open from 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday. And then, again, on this idea of really supporting area artists, we have, in 2016, we're really focusing our exhibits on helping emerging artists. So we've got a call out right now through mid-October, and we're asking for artists to submit a proposal to fill our exhibit space. Our exhibit space is about a 12-foot by 20-foot space. It's a Byam Terry Berry exhibit room, and that can move a little bit based on what the exhibit is. But we're really looking for artists to come in and tell us their story. Tell us how their exhibit connects humanity through the arts. Mm-hmm. Tell us, show it to us so that we can really start bringing bringing more knowledge of why we do what we do to our community. And they really have free rein. You know, it's empty walls, it's floor space, it's you can hang from the ceilings, you can project, you can do whatever you want. So we're really looking for artists to come and submit for that. And you can do that right online at artswhitelake.org. That's A-R-T-S, whitelake.org. Or you can call us at 231-893-2524.
That is your opportunity. Last but not least, classes are available.
Yes. Well, like Corinne was saying, we've got lots of classes in the White Lake area. Mm-hmm. Really get out there and participate. Like Corinne said, just try it.
Joy.
Just try it. It's fantastic. So we have some fun things that we do, too. We do a wine and canvas class with Buzz's Lakeside Inn. That's coming up September 17 at 6 p.m. And Buzz's Lakeside Inn is this beautiful restaurant right on White
Lake.
One
of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh. The view is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you
been there a long time. I don't even know how long, but
centuries. Yeah, several families.
History there.
Yeah. So that's $30, and basically you come with your friends and have a glass of wine, and by the time you leave, you don't have to have any experience. By the time you leave, you have a beautiful piece of artwork that you've done yourself. We also do Brushes and Brew once a month at our Friends Fetch Brewing Company right downtown Whitehall. We are now just literally two doors down from them, which is kind of a nice escape for us. Those dates are September 15, 29, October 13, and October 27. And that's the same premise as the wine and canvas, but it's just beer instead of wine. We have some other wonderful adult classes coming up, intermediate watercolor, pastels. We've got some watercolor demonstrations with beautiful watercolorist Linda Foley, who is also an incredible hammer dulcimer musician. Mm-hmm. So she's going to do a demonstration, and then she's also going to bring her her dulcimer friends there and play for us. So we'd love to see you for that. That's September 19. Yes. Everything is free. Come and watch it. Children's class is coming up. Really, children of all ages are welcome. Those start September 16. We have a Nuveen Art Institute, which is really a progressive program for those kids who are really serious about their art and want to learn incrementally, and that is based on your ages. We have some fun things for younger kids. We have Crazy Collage. We have what we call Wonder Kids, which is for the 3 to 5 year olds, and that is really, it's kind of an art party. The kids just kind of show up and they get to do art for an hour. We read stories with them and they get to throw things around the room, and it's just it's a hoot. Working with paper, Art Explorers, Cookies and Canvas, which is kind of create your own artwork and have cookies and again leave with something that you've created yourself. And then we have our Missoula Children's Theater Workshop coming up, which is for age grades K through 7, and that's Aladdin this year. And that's a really fun event. It's only a week long, so the kids come. Last year we had almost 100 kids come and audition. And this touring company comes in. It's typically 2 to 3 really lively people who really can interact well with these children. And they audition them on one day, which is a really fun group audition. There's no pressure. They stand in a circle and they audition. And by that evening, they know what parts they have. And then they rehearse once a day until that Saturday. And then they have 2 performances. It's a hoot. They have a great time. Yeah. So lots going on.
Yeah. I was going to say, head north.
Yeah. Head north, right?
How do we find out more information about the Arts Council? Let's start there.
Sure. Always check us out on the web, artswhitelake.org, if we're still saying web. I know I'm kind of dating myself. But always things coming up there. And again, we're always looking for more ways to support artists. So if there's an artist out there that thinks, boy, my life would be easier if I just had XYZ, just give us a call and let us know what that is. We'd love to hear
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful.
Corinne Rogers, thank you for you, Studio 2 Gallery, and thank you for you, Kimberly Harsh, on behalf of our North Shore Arts Quarter. Go get them.
Go get them.